Hello everyone, this is Marilyn Foreman at inspiringparentsandkids.com. I wanted to share with you another podcast. It's been a while since I put one on, and I apologize for that. I have been doing a lot of work on really opening up self-esteem for people of all ages, including children and including parents, and working on a book on that, on self-esteem. Because as I work with other people with my other business, createalifeyoulove.ca, where I'm helping people create that life they love for themselves, one of the blocks for me that comes up often is all around self-esteem, what we really believe we can accomplish or we can create for ourselves in our life, and how our limiting thoughts affect the reality we create. And in my studies, I've also learned that most of the negative talk that we have in our heads comes from experiences before the age of 5. So therefore, that's why I'm talking to you, because you and I have a huge impact on how the next generation is going to be creating a life they love for themselves. And one of the areas, I mean, this is going to be a conversation for many podcasts, but one of the areas at this time of year I would like to suggest and recommend to you is we are entering the holiday season. On whatever holiday you celebrate or don't celebrate, the energy at this time of year can be very joyous and can be very challenging. And our children are high sensitive. They're very intuitive. They pick up what's going on in a space. So you will notice that sometimes your kids act out, I say in quotation marks, they may act out in a way that you're not very proud of, which is very difficult when you're around family and friends and your children are not acting the way they normally do or in a way that is expected by society to be polite. What I'm recommending you do or inspiring you to do is to be open to what they're picking up. They're not doing it to do something wrong, obviously. They don't want to have you angry at them. We are natural beings. We avoid pain. They are having a conversation with you that something is not right in what they're surrounded by. The energy in the space, they could be picking up that you are under pressure because you're around family or friends, or you have high expectations, or, you know, they're going to be picking up the energy that's in the room and telling you what's going on for them in a language that you need to translate. It's not up to them. They're telling you they need help. So I ask you at this time of year to honor where your children are at. They are around people that may make them uncomfortable. Respect what they're feeling. When a child is uncomfortable with Uncle Joe, Aunt Harriet, whoever they might be uncomfortable with, honor that that's where they're coming from. And don't, you know, it makes me cringe sometimes when I think of parents who you say, well, Uncle Joe just gave you a nice gift. Go over and give him a hug or a kiss or something. And when a child is uncomfortable, they're picking up on something. Their instincts are picking up on something. And the greatest gift you can give them is to honor where they're at. They can say, thank you, Uncle Joe. They don't have to hug or kiss him. You know, to be respectful. Children, they are our sacred trust. It is our responsibility to be picking up what they're telling us. And it's not to say that children shouldn't have any boundaries or anything at this time of year. I'm saying it's a very difficult time of year. Not only the energy in a room because there are family and friends and family dynamics that come up, but also there is a lot of sugar, which is poison to children. They're pure little bodies. It is poison. My children grew up with, you know, white sugar being called white death. So they know to stay away from white sugar. And the only time we would ever have an argument when they were little was when they had sugar, because their bodies don't know what to do with it. So it ends up coming out as an acting out. Remember that. Don't get angry at your child because you gave them sugar and they're trying to get it out of their body in one way, shape, or form. If they're going to have sugar, be prepared for what happens. When I had birthday parties, the kids, naturally, they had birthday cake because, you know, unfortunately, that is the trend. And I know I tried to have a lot of other snacks, so they filled up on other things such as vegetables and things like that before they had cake. But I always made sure to have the cake before the children left, because then they would be outside and getting their yayas out, the sugar burning out of them, not stuck in a household. They were out at the park. They were, you know, so doing that kind of thing after they've had the birthday cake. Same with Christmas time. Be prepared for what's happening. Sometimes you can't avoid that sugar fix because it's everywhere. But don't get angry at your child for what happens after they've eaten that, or because of what the people they're around. Honor the space they're in. And, you know, don't make them wrong for it. That is the greatest gift you will give your child. It may feel like, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable because the people around you will judge you, but your children are there for life. What you do with them and the relationships you build with them in situations like that is what really makes all the difference. They say it's not, you know, what you do with a challenge in your life. It's how you react to a challenge in your life. So think about that when it comes to your child too. You're building relationships with them at every given moment. And at this time of year, you'll be tested. That relationship will be tested. And so honor your relationship, honor your child, and think through their eyes as well. This is a time of wonderment. This is a time of magic as well. So instead of imposing your ideas and your opinions or your realities and experiences on your child, go into their reality with them and see through their eyes and get back that magic that happens. You know, I remember when my child, this is a disclaimer, if your child is listening to this podcast, you can turn it off. And if it's just you, then I remember when my child first learned that there was no, it was the Easter Bunny at the time. And she was doing the dishes. She was standing on her little step stool and doing the dishes. She was probably 8 or something. And she turned to me and she said, "Mom, are you the Easter Bunny?" And I didn't want to lie to my child. So I said, "Well, honey, do you really want to know the answer to that?" And she goes, "Yes," and she's a bit upset. And so we had this talk, and I said, "You know what? It's not necessarily that we are the Easter Bunny, but we get to tap into the magic of this time of year. And now that you know, you get to share that magic with your sister, your younger sister. So remember that. It's a magical time, and that's what we get to tap into at this time of year and at Christmas." And when it comes, because she also realized, "Oh my gosh, the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, the Santa Claus, oh my gosh." And it all came tumbling down for her. And so we really had a good talk on the magic of all of those things. And it was amazing because she experienced the following Christmas with such wonderment because she was able to keep that magic for her sister. So she came up to me and she said, "Mom, can my sister go to bed now? Because I really want to help with Santa, but I'm getting really tired." So that's what we did. We got her sister to bed, and then she helped us be Santa that year, and it was magic for her. So it doesn't have to be a crumbling of a reality. It can be a relationship builder. Turn it into, because that's what they see is the magic. So look through their eyes and see, wait a minute, they see all that as a magical time. Let's keep that magic, even though certain realities have come crumbling down. I just wanted to share a few of those pieces with you because it is a challenging and a wondrous time of year. And to grab back your wonderment as a child and look through your child's eyes at this time of year. Honor the space they're at, what they're seeing, what they're experiencing, and learn from it because it's going to help you clear issues that you had as a child that you may not know still run your life. So use the magic of this time of year to create wonderment and learning and experiencing something different. I hope you have a fabulous holiday. I may talk to you before the holidays, more throughout more of the holidays. I may not, but I would want to wish all of you a wonderful holiday experience and magical time of year. Thank you.